so you argue and fight. You do not get what you want because you do not ask God. Or when you ask, you do not receive because the reason you ask is wrong. You want things so you can use them for your own pleasures. So you are not loyal to God. You should know that loving the world is the same as hating God. Anyone who wants to be a friend of the world becomes God's enemy. Do you think the scripture means nothing that says, "The spirit that God made to live in us wants us for himself alone"? But God gives us even more grace. As the scripture says, "God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." So give yourselves completely to God. Stand against the devil, and the devil will run from you. Come near to God, and God will come near to you.
Have you ever questioned why God put you on earth? The shallow answer is usually found in a calling or career. You go a little deeper and discover you're here to love God and other people. But it goes deeper still. Unfortunately, you can love God and still put yourself first. You're not here to satisfy yourself and save the leftovers for God. So the deepest reason why you're here is to put God first. It's not that God doesn't want you to be happy. Creation reveals a God who is full of delight. He gave you delicious things to taste, aromas to smell, beauty to behold, and mysteries to uncover. You have a lifetime of adventure and delight available to you. But God wants you to acknowledge Him in everything. God is the center of everything. Think of the universe spinning like a hoop around God's finger. You enjoy no blessing He doesn't provide. You should attempt nothing apart from His lordship. You should desire nothing that dishonors Him. You should pray for nothing.